Blog Talk Radio.
I'm back. Right back to the sis, man. This is on and on and on. Keep going. The streets of TJ Records, nigga. It's Dub City's finest, nigga. Kamikaze Al Qaeda, nigga.
Hey, Rob.
We started out struggling, our niggas is stuntin'. She don't fuck with them because niggas be frontin'. Niggas be bluffin' and niggas be cuffin'. Them bitches just fuckin' for little or nothing. The stronger, the louder, the sour we pumpin'. Tastin' so fruity like blueberry muffins. Envy by many, now older but steady. Hated by plenty, but I just say fuck it. Niggas resent me cause I got the duckets. I started from nothing and chucked out the bucket. Niggas be talking but don't want no ruckus. My stash is growing, I bet you won't touch it. Cause niggas ain't knowin' that I'ma go bust it. And leave a hole in you the size of a musket. Pull my dick out and I let your bitch suck it. Pull my dick out and I let your bitch suck it, cause your bitch be on it. I know that she want it. There's no competition, no killing opponents. Hating emotions, I do not condone it. But niggas, they hating the spirit of moment. Niggas is timid, they know they can get it. You can't go to war when your pockets is rigid. It's like that I'm living, man. Who was you kidding? You know that you cannot keep up with these digits. Dang,
I'm tired, man.
Straight like that, nigga. Nah, me and my nigga do this shit, nigga. We killing shit out here, man. Y'all ain't know. We shut shit down, nigga. I'm back on the scene, nigga. Nah, me, nigga.
Double S.
GCF, nigga. My niggas is with it, then we gon' go get it. Then we want it all and not leaving the smidget. The plug in the yo on the ladder, the midget. Yeah, we can get that for a very low lick. And I'm plugging this socket, you nigga can't stop. Living this life out with no other option. Let off the rocket and get this shit poppin'. I'm aiming, I'm squeezing it right at the noggin. The streets is talking, the couples is watching. Money keep calling, the devil keep knocking. 6 in the morning, I'm already bopping and already clocking and bringing the nothing. Hustling and stacking that cash with my squadron. Niggas be talking, these niggas be hollering. I'm a real nigga, nigga, I want no problem. I'd rather have 4 of the most solidest niggas than 100 most talkative niggas. It's too much resentment and no independence and hate or resemblance when niggas be winning. I'm all about my money, you all about your women. Pool full of money, I'm trying to go swimming. These niggas, I'm the one who they envy, nigga. Yeah, it's like that, nigga. Just like that, nigga. I just know.
What's up, bud? Did you hear?
Yeah. That right there, Kamikaze K Rob with Street Scriptures, the intro. Go get that. What's going on, K Rob?
Oh, man. You know, we just working out here, you know, just trying to drop these hits on them.
Word, man. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey, yo, what's going on, world? I'm Kamikaze K. Rob, you know, I'm coming straight out of Warren, Ohio, you know what I mean? The Street Strategic Entertainment, you know what I mean? That's how we doing it. We're dropping these hits, I mean, track for track. We ain't playing with them.
Word. For those who don't know, armed with a hard-hitting flow and a largely versatile rap style, Ohio native Kamikaze K. Rob delivers unapologetic lyrical demeanor that cannot be rivaled. So we're talking about Dub City's finest. Shout out to Warren, Ohio. So, man, how'd you get your start in the game with the music, man?
Oh, man. I mean, river, I've been involved with music all my life. I mean, honestly, I mean, I used to be in a choir when I was younger. I mean, me and my homies, you know, we sit around freestyling all the time. We sit around just rapping and, like, river, I didn't really start recording to like 2012, 2013, you know what I mean?
Right, so at what point did you realize that this was your God-given talent and how you wanted to, you know what I'm saying, like get into it really, like as a career?
I ain't gonna lie, man. I felt this since a kid, kind of. I felt this since a kid, like back in them days where like, well, like, you would watch TV, and, you know, you would see Bow Wow, you know, with, like, Snoop Dogg or Jermaine Dupri back in his younger days when he was a little kid. And I just always felt like, man, I'm going to be there one day. Like, I can do it. I'm going to be on this TV one day. You know what I mean? Then, like, I just took it serious. You know what I mean? Like, I really take this music serious. I mean, I really take it serious. Like, I love music, man.
Any, like, life situations that kind of pushed you into it or, you know, the streets or any inspiration that you took from a homeboy or something like that that pushed you into it?
So it's like, as far as, I just want to, you know, just...
Hey, K-Rob.
Yo.
Hey, the audio just got real low. All right, you back.
Okay.
Yeah, man,
I just wanted to do something better for the world, you know what I mean? Like, I just want to just drop some hits and show people what I can do, you know what I mean? And it's going to shock them, like, as far as, like, you know, I got classmates who wouldn't, you know, they ain't really think I'm going to take it this far, but I'm taking it this far, bro. Like, I'm on it, bro. I'm on it.
Trying to drop
these hits, man. And let everybody know what Street Strategic working with, because it's straight fire, man.
Where did you get your inspiration from? Let me get your top five rappers of all time.
Nah, I'm going to lie to you. I'm going to have to put Biggie. I'm going to have to put Biggie in there. I mean, you got to put Biggie in there. I'm going to say, even Pac, too. Like, you gotta put Pac in there.
Got to.
And then, let me see. As far as, like, early stages, I'm going to say, for me, Gucci Mane for sure. Gotta put Gucci up in there. I mean, let me see. Filthy Rich. And so crazy, like, I want to say, I'm going to even say, now I'm going to even put Master P in there.
Man, he definitely was influential, dog.
Yeah, I'm going to even put Master P in there on him, man. I'm just trying to get it, bro.
Yeah, Matt Percy definitely changed the game with that money.
Yeah.
What's the name of your label?
It's Street Strategic Entertainment.
Street Strategic Entertainment. So yep. where do you want to go with it with that?
Man, I ain't gonna lie, man. We really on some trying to be the next big thing, man. You know, we're trying to be the next big thing out here. You know, like it's crazy epic. It's crazy epic. You know, we trying to be the next big thing. Like it's crazy. Like when the world catch on to like where we coming from with it. Like we coming from different angles with the music. You know what I mean? Like we ain't just dropping like hot street tracks and all that. Like we coming from different angles with it. So when they get a load of Street Strategic, yeah, it's gonna be extra epic.
Okay, so man, where we going with this? Enough is enough, because that's the new single, right? Enough is enough. You just dropped a dope video, and it's basically going down throughout the video. So, what's the concept behind the song? First off,
man, it's so crazy because it's like when I hear a beat, man, I just kind of write what I hear. You know what I mean, it's like for instance.
We having a problem with the audio again.
Oh no! I was just saying when it came to like certain songs, man, it just like however the beat is, it just come to me like that hook. For example, like that hook just came to me. You know what I mean, like
right,
it's crazy. Like I just hear a certain beat and just go on it. Like however I feel, however I'm feeling at the time, you know, that's just how I'm feeling, and that's just how the songs come out. You know what I mean.
Who did the concept to the video?
We all kind of just sat back and planned it. Like, we just said we need to get some fine females and just kick back, like, on a little club scene, you know what I mean? Just get some fine females and kick back on a club scene and whoop-de-whoop, you know what I mean? We ain't need to do too much extra with it, you know what I mean? But, I mean, honestly, because I really love that song, though. You know, I love that song, like, and I really... Like, that's one of my favorite songs, honestly. That's one of my favorite joints.
Yeah,
I want to say I recorded that song, like, last year, in, like, 2016.
We're gonna talk more about, like, what's coming up in the future. You know, if this is enough is off of a project or, you know, you just throwing it out there as a single. But I want you to go ahead and introduce it. I'm going to play it live right now.
Okay, yeah, man.
It's that new joint, man. It's that new joint, Enough is Enough. Like I'm a Kaji K. Rob, you know what I mean? And we about to do this, man. Y'all listen to this, and then y'all tell me what y'all think, you know what I mean? Because I love it. I love it. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like that.
Yeah, nigga. I'm telling all these niggas they better pull up a motherfucking seat, nigga. Respect that motherfucking vision you see, bitch. It's Kazi, nigga. Streets of teaching entertainment shit, nigga. Tired of telling these niggas, man. Y'all know who does City's finest, nigga. We the hottest niggas out this bitch, nigga. Fuck your whole movement, nigga. Yeah. Yeah.
I roll me some butter, then pull me a cup. She hit me up and said she wanna fuck. She shut me up and said she wants a nut. She got a man, but see, she just a slut. Ain't gon' call her the B word, but she just a mutt. Billy got Max and backpacks in the cut. All of my niggas will shoot your shit up. You acting too tough, and enough is enough. I roll me some butter, then pull me a cup. She hit me up and said she wanna fuck. She shut me up and said she wants a nut. She got a man, but see, she just a slut. Ain't gon' call her the B word, but she just a mutt. Billy got Max and backpacks in the cut. All of my niggas will shoot your shit up. You acting too tough. Enough is enough. It's not the Al-Qaeda who talked this shit up. Shout out to Hasi, cause that nigga my bruh. Took over the throne, now I feel like King Tut. She hit me up and said she wanna puff. Hussy in love with that Hillary Duff. I'm turning out bitches like I'm David Ruff. Last nigga dissed me, that nigga got crushed. You ain't strategic, nigga, then hush. Fuck all the hating and fuck all the fuss. We killing them slowly, we not in the rush. Y'all say these finest dog, we is just us. We rapping ass niggas, y'all just have been flushed. Add up the stats, y'all not doing much. We at the top, but we cannot be touched. Pass me the strap and I bet I'm gon' bust. Stitching ass niggas won't see us in cuffs. Nah, but that's not gonna happen. Pussy nigga, can you only imagine? Nate smacking through the block in the ashes. Posse in the Benz with two bad ones. Julie coming through with the 6-4 dragon. K-Rob beating up, ballin' like Madden. Top notch, worried up, coming through swaggin'. It's a young niggas world, and you old niggas has been.
I roll me some butter, then pull me a cup. She hit me up and said she wanna fuck. She shot me up and said she wants a nut. She got a man, but see, she just a slut. Ain't gon' call her the B-word, but she just a mutt. Julie got Max and backpacks in the cut. All of my niggas will shoot your shit up. You acting too tough, and enough is enough. I roll me some butter, then pull me a cup. She hit me up and said she wanna fuck. She shot me up and said she wants a nut. She got a man, but see, she just a slut. Ain't gon' call her the B word, but she just a mutt. Billy got Max and backpacks in the cut. All of our niggas will shoot your shit up. You acting too tough, and enough is enough.
A lot of niggas talk about clap and shit, but ain't none of y'all niggas really whacking shit. Let's keep this shit real, straight facts and shit. I never really ever asked facts for this. Now the whole world about to capture this. Since Bow Wow's Mickey Mouse, I mastered this. Hell yeah, I was a rapping kid, and my lyrics and lifestyle was accurate. Who the hottest nigga in the city right now, nigga? Riddle me that, I done took the spotlight, and I won't give it back. See, this and the bitches, though, what's up with that? She got a man, but she threw me the cat. She like to fucking smoke good and relax. We muscle with joke and finessical rap. I'm taking it all if I lose on the craps. Fly as an eagle, RIP the coach now. Hope Kazi fall off, nigga, keep hoping. I'm number one, and I feel like limboing. I'm stay ripping shit like my nigga Hulk Hogan. She said that my verses got her pussy soaking. I roll me some potent, and it's not till I'm choking. THC tech, everything in slow motion. 8 ounces feel like a nigga overdosing.
I roll me some butter, then pull me a cup. She hit me up and said she wanna fuck. She shot me up and said she wants a nut. She got a man, but see, she just a slut. Ain't gon' call her the B word, but she just a mutt. Billy got Max and backpacks in the cut. All of our niggas will shoot your shit up. You acting too tough, and enough is enough. I roll me some butter, then pull me a cup. She hit me up and said she wanna fuck. She shot me up and said she wants a nut. She got a man, but see, she just a slut. Ain't gon' call her the B word, but she just a mutt. Billy got Max and backpacks in the cut. All of our niggas will shoot your shit up. You acting too tough, and enough is enough. Nigga.
There we have it. We back. That right there is Enough is Enough by the homeboy Kamikaze K-Rob out there in Warren, Ohio. So, man, what's the scene at one of your shows out there in Warren?
Man, I ain't gonna lie, man. It'd be so epic. It'd be like certain, like for instance, like when that song come on, man, it just be rocking out, we rocking the spot out, for real, like, when that joint come on in the club, like, where we at, whoop-de-whoop. And then I got this other one called Run Me My Money, y'all gonna get a load of that pretty soon, but, man, it's crazy, man, they just love to hear good music, man, and I'm just trying to keep providing for them. I ain't about to keep playing with them, like, not even with one track, not with one verse or one bar, I ain't playing with them, bro. Straight fire.
You got a lot of good music, K-Rob. I mean, you dropping, like, some dope, vivid videos, man. Like, that joint to hold you down with Top Notch. That's fire.
Yeah.
Thank you. You had one last year that I Don't Believe You. That's fire.
Thank you, man.
So,
thank
I mean,
you,
if y'all ain't heard, if y'all don't know yet, man, Kamikaze K-Rob, go and follow him on his YouTube channel, and you will be able to see all of the visuals, not only to Enough is Enough, but you'll get to see Hold You Down and everything else he got coming up, especially that Street Scriptures that we played earlier. Like, that's that hot fire for the streets, that street anthem type stuff. But, is all of this music off of a mixtape? Like, is Enough is Enough? Is that going to be a single off of a mixtape that's coming up, or an album or something?
Oh, yeah. You know, I got that Street Scriptures Volume 1. You know, it's dropping. It ain't no official date, but it's dropping soon, though. You know what I mean? It's dropping, like, straight hits, man. It's going to be at least 14 joints on there. It's going to be at least 14 tracks on there. Straight fire, you know what I mean? From beginning to end, straight fire.
Word. So they'll be able to hear that Street Scriptures intro, and then they'll also be able to hear that Enough is Enough.
Yep.
There you have it. So when can we expect that, bro?
Like I said, it's not really an official release date, but pretty soon, though. I mean, and to the end, though, we about to just keep dropping these joints on their heads, you know what I mean? And to the end, though, we're going to keep dropping these joints on their heads, you know what I mean? Because, hey, we got them, bro. We got them, you know what I mean? We about to just keep dropping them on their heads, bro. Like, but then we're going to eventually release the mixtape, though. But like I said, it's Street Scriptures Volume 1. It's coming, man. It's coming.
Word. So give me the concept of creating that project, because I need to know, like, what all goes into it. Are you one of the type of rappers who writes it down on pads, or do you go in the booth and kind of freestyle it out with your phone?
Honestly, man, I prefer to write my music, man. I gotta write it. Like, I just prefer to think my, you know, I prefer to think it out. Like, I mean, I can freestyle. I can go there and say anything, but I prefer to think everything out. Like, I want to think of what I'm going to say on this hook. I want to think of how I'm going to switch this bar around. I'm all that. I want to even think of my ad-libs. I'm going to think of what I'm going to say and what time I'm supposed to say it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm on all that.
So
I mean,
you got
to have
those in the background that you want to do.
yeah, you know what I mean? Because, like, we don't really believe in, like, I mean, it ain't really wasting studio time, but, like, if you can have your stuff together and have the song already written, and if you get, like, a four-hour studio session, you know, you can just spend that time dropping straight songs instead of freestyling and making up something, you know what I mean? I'd rather just have my stuff prepared already, you know what I mean?
So you have it down to the T before you get to the booth, and you just knock it all out. So you knock out songs after song after song, and have a pretty productive studio day.
Yes.
Okay. And now the project, when we're talking about Street Scriptures that's coming up, what's the concept behind that?
Man, it's crazy. It's crazy you ask me that, because it's like, I can break it down the best way I can. The Street Scriptures that's about to come out is called Street Scriptures Volume 1. I mean, which originally... It was gonna be Volume 2. I mean, it was gonna be Volume 2, but since it was just our first one that we officially released, because the original Street Scriptures Volume 1, it was like a whole different tracks, and I recorded them in like, what, 2015. I mean, and it was like, you know, slight few little diss records.
It was kind of like an unofficial release.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, like, it was crazy. Like, man, some cats, I ain't even saying no names, but some cats spoke upon me, and I had to go to the booth and do my thing. And that's how the original Street Scriptures Volume 1 was brought about. And then, like,
It got low. The phone got low, bro.
Oh, my bad. I was saying, like, I had ended up doing, like, 6 months in the county and ended up writing, like for instance, that I Don't Believe You. I wrote that in the county, bro, with no beat to it. What else? Knock You Down. I wrote that in the county. That intro, man, that intro didn't even sound like that. It had a nice little melody to it. You know, I had like, finessed it a little bit. But when I found that beat, I had to rap like that on it. You know what I mean? But I wrote all that in the county, in the Trumbull County Jail. You know what I mean?
Word. Like,
it's crazy.
Word.
But it's like, I mean, like, but when I was in the county, it was like, I didn't want to go that route as far as, like, the
thing, all that negative vibe. Like for instance, I seen Future perform that March Madness
at the BET Awards. That was the first time I heard that record. I'm like, man, that was some fire. And I just felt like, man, I'm going to write these hits because me and my team is going to be there at that BET Awards.
Eventually.
You know what I mean?
So that's when I went in my cell and just start.
Like I said, I wrote that I Don't Believe You. You know, all them joints I just named, you know what I mean? Like, I had to come with it.
You know what I mean? I wasn't on all that negativity.
All that. Like I said, those original prescriptions was, I mean, it was like,
I call that like my mediocre stuff. It was like when I kind of got back into it. That's when
it's
I
going in and out a little bit.
Okay. But yeah, though.
I eventually got with AT at Nexus, you know what I mean? Like, I started with J. Coop. Then J. Coop had, like, moved because I had, like I said, I ended up doing 6 months. And then when I got out the county, I ended up with linking in with AT. That's Alex Thomas at Nexus Sound Studio. Ended up linking in with him, man. It's been on ever since, you know what I mean? It's been on ever since.
Word. So how would you describe your style? Like, are you more like a conscious, like, just tell it like it is? Are you more like a trap rapper or like a club anthem maker?
It's so crazy that, like, see, that's what I was saying. Like, I come from so many different angles. Like, I wouldn't really consider myself one of those. Because I come from, I'm like, man, I can drop some, man, like, wait till you hear some of these songs like that, bro. Like, I can drop some of anything, man. But I got, man, like you see how that Hold You Down came about, you know what I mean? Like, me and my brother
right.
Notch, man, we just, and then my brother G-Stacks hopped on it on the third verse, and then that song just came about. Like, man, like, we coming from all different angles, man. We got more.
We got more than that for the ladies, you know what I mean? That's just something. We got hits, bro. We coming from different angles, but I ain't gonna lie, though.
I mean, I gotta let the people decide it, because I got so many different songs. It's like, I mean, I got so many
man,
different songs.
Man, you was like down making bangers. You came back with with a pad full of heat.
Yeah, man, it was crazy, man. And then, like, just to get that time to go past, like, and honestly, so when I first was in there, I couldn't think of nothing, like, well, nothing coming out with, like, straight diss records. Until I heard Future perform that song, I seen it was real. I'm like, man, I'm going to be there at the BET Awards, and I'm going to write these hits. Man, I went in my cell, it was on, man.
What song
are
we talking about? You said it was a Future song? What song?
The March Madness. He performed the March Madness at the BET Awards.
Oh, word. Yeah, I'm going to go back and check
that
performance out. But, yeah, man, go ahead. Before we get off, hit us with a final word, man.
Hey, man, yeah, man, it's Kamikaze, man. It's Street Strategic Entertainment. And, you know, we just come in to show the world what we going to do, man. You know what I mean? It's coming straight out of Warren, Ohio. I mean, and shout out everybody rocking with us. Shout out everybody supporting us, you know what I mean? And most of all, shout out to God, man, you know what I mean? Because he the one making it all possible. And everything. And I want to shout out to you, too, man, for even making this possible, man, letting the people know who I am, man.
Appreciate you, bro. Kamikaze K-Rod. Really appreciate you coming on, bro, man. Dub City's finest. Y'all make sure y'all hit K-Rob up. It's Kamikaze Rob everywhere, all right? Hit him up on Twitter, Facebook, IG, Kamikaze Rob, and definitely check out that Enough is Enough on YouTube, or you can check it out anywhere on USA Blog Network. Basically, just wherever city you in, type in the name of your city, Bangers with a Z, and you should see K-Rob. All right? So that's another dope edition of the Dopeness Interview Series with USA Blog Network. We're going to go out to them scriptures. I'm going to go out to Enough is Enough. We'll catch y'all next time. And once again, salute to you, K-Rob.
Well, thank you, man. I really appreciate it, man.
All right, one.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, nigga. I'm telling all these niggas they better pull up a motherfucking seat, nigga. Respect that motherfucking vision you see, bitch. It's Kazi, nigga. Streets of teaching entertainment shit, nigga. Tired of telling these niggas, man. Y'all know who Dub City's finest, nigga. We the hottest niggas out this bitch, nigga. Fuck your whole movement, nigga. Yeah. Yeah.
I roll me some butter, then roll me a cup. She hit me up and said she wanna fuck. She shot me up and said she wants a nut. She got a man, but see, she just a slut. Ain't gon' call her the B-word, but she just a mutt. Billy got max and backpacks in the cut. All of my niggas will shoot your shit up. You actin' too tough, and enough is enough. I roll me some butter, then roll me a cup. She hit me up and said she wanna fuck. She shot me up and said she wants a nut. She got a man, but see, she just a slut. Ain't gon' call her the B-word, but she just a mutt. Billy got max and backpacks in the cut. All of my niggas will shoot your shit up. You actin' too tough. Enough is enough. It's not the Al-Qaeda who taught this shit up. Shout out to Hasi, cause that nigga my bruh. Took over the throne, now I feel like King Tut. She hit me up and said she wanna puff. Plus she in love with that Hillary Duff. I'm turning out bitches like I'm David Ruff. That nigga dissed me, that nigga got crushed. You ain't strategic, nigga, then hush. Fuck all the hating and fuck all the fuss. We killing them slowly, we not in the rush. Y'all say these finest dog, we is just us. We rapping ass niggas, y'all just have been flushed. Add up the stats, y'all not doing much. We at the top, but we cannot be touched. Pass me the strap and I bet I'm gon' bust. Stitching ass niggas won't see us in cuffs. Nah, but that's not gonna happen. Pussy nigga, can you only imagine? Nate smashing through the block in the ashes. Posse in the Benz with two bad ones. Julie coming through with the 6-4 dragon. K-Rob beating up, ballin' like Madden. Top notch, worried up, coming through swagging. It's a young niggas world, and you old niggas has been.
Roll me some butter, then roll me a cup. She hit me up and said she wanna fuck. She shot me up and said she wants a nut. She got a man, but see, she just a slut. Ain't gon' call her the B-word, but she just a mutt. Julie got max and backpacks in the cut. All of our niggas will shoot your shit up. You actin' too tough, and enough is enough. I roll me some butter, then pull me a cup.